Frigid temperatures, a lot of water, a little boredom, and one man's passion have teamed up to create a giant ice tower just outside of Fairbanks, Alaska. About 160 feet high and seen from miles around, it's been built at the rate of 6,000 gallons of water an hour starting last October. John Reeves is the man and the money behind the project.
I'm a middle-aged guy that has a lot of time in the winter and a little bit of extra money to play with, so my hobby was to see how big a ice hill I could grow. And I started last year as just a way to amuse myself to see what would happen if you left the water running all winter. And last year's model was so interesting and so much fun that this year I decided to continue doing it.
Well, a long winter in Alaska will do that to you, I guess.
Yes, it will. A long, cold, dark, lengthy cold. Did I mention cold?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I thought, well, what do you do with all this cold weather if you just got to survive in it? So I started playing with water and cold weather, and I grew up in Florida, so I remembered when it was frost warnings came, we'd turn the water on the sprinklers to the trees, the citrus trees, to protect them from freezing, and then in the morning they looked really kind of neat with all the icicles hanging from them. So this is just kind of a what happens in an industrial strength cold setting where you do the same similar thing.
Well, let's describe this a bit. You have a pipe running from your own well, is that right?
Right. I drilled a well 2 years ago. A friend of mine showed up with a stolen drill rig. Can I say that?
I don't know.
And he drilled a well for me before he took it somewhere else. And so we ran water lines along the top of the ground. I put a telephone pole in the ground and ran the pipe up the pole. And we hooked the pump up, put a pump down there. And the guy that does all the work is Doug Buchanan. And he actually climbs the ice and extends it 10 feet at a time about once a week. And people that are on the web can see it. And they can see the pictures of it from the start in October to what it looks like now. And by the end of the winter, it'll weigh about 80,000 tons.
And what shape has it taken?
It's looks like a big stalactite. You know, and I'm not sure what the difference is between a stalactite or a stalagmite, but whatever grows up from the bottom, it's growing up from the bottom to a big spire, a big point.
And do a lot of climbers take it on?
There's only a few of them now that I think have the courage to climb it.
Uh-huh.
It's a piece of art that you risk your life to do.
But you do think it's a piece of art?
Oh yeah. Here's the deal. It's an industrial freeform ice art, okay? And I'm the only guy on the planet that does it.
Well, when do you figure that that this ice tower melts completely? How long into the year will that be?
Well, last year's melted. The last day of the melt was July 9th, I believe. And this year, we're hoping that it goes farther into July and maybe August. Actually, now the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking of spectacular ways to bring it down. Melting seems so blasé.
A little too gradual, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it'd be fun to drill a couple holes in it and fill it with ampho and see just how quick we could bring it down. You know, something's going to happen because it's starting to lean a little bit, and ice doesn't really bend. It kind of breaks, and we're thinking when it falls, it's going to fall hard.
Well, how's your liability insurance?
You know, it probably doesn't cover stuff like this.
Might need to think about that.
Okay, let me think. Yeah, okay, I just did.
John Reeves, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Melissa.
John Reeves is a self-described industrial freeform ice artist in Fairbanks, Alaska. He spoke with us from member station KUAC. Photos of the ice sculpture are at our website, npr.org.